Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees, text number 3. Britya Lakshana Jignasur Bhaktam Kamesh Vachodayat Bhavan Samsara Bijeshu Hridaya Granthishu Prabho. Vritya Lakshana Jignasu. Desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Bhaktam, the devotee. Kameshu, in the material world, where lusty desires predominate. Chodayat has sent Bhavan, your lordship, Samsara Bijeshu, the root cause of being present in this material world. Hridaya Granthishu, which desire for material enjoyment is in the cores of the hearts of all conditioned souls. Prabhu, O my worshipable Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Purport. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has given considerable discussion about Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha devotees. Nitya Siddha devotees come from Vaikuntha to this material world to teach, by their personal example, how to become a devotee. The living entities in this material world can take lessons from such Nitya Siddha devotees and thus become inclined to return home back to Godhead. A Nitya Siddha devotee comes from Vaikuntha on the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and shows his example how to become a pure devotee, anyabhilasita shunyam. In spite of coming to this material world, the Nitya Siddha devotee is never attracted by the allurements of material enjoyment. Perfect example is Prahlad Maharaj, who was a Nitya Siddha, a Mahabhagavat devotee. Although Prahlad was born in the family of Hiranyakashipu, an atheist, he was never attached to any kind of materialistic enjoyment. Desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee, the Lord tried to induce Prahlad Maharaj to take material benedictions. But Prahlad Maharaj did not accept them. On the contrary, by his personal example, he showed the symptoms of a pure devotee. In other words, the Lord himself has no desire to send his pure devotee to this material world, nor does the devotee have any material purpose in coming. When the Lord himself appears as an incarnation within the material world, he is not allured by the material atmosphere, and he has nothing to do with the material activity. Yet by his example, he teaches the common man how to become a devotee. Similarly, a devotee who comes here in accordance with the order of the Supreme Lord shows by his personal behavior how to become a pure devotee. Pure devotee, therefore, is a practical example for all living entities, including Lord Brahma. Vritya Lakshana Jignasur Bhaktam Karmeshva Chodayat Bhavan Samsara Bideshu Hridaya Granthishu Prabho. O my worshipful Lord, because of the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is in the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. As stated in the Mahabhagavat, in the Mahabharata, everyone requires an example. Everyone is following some superior authority. Generally, people in the material world, they follow examples of persons who are more inclined, more adept, more proficient at sense gratification. (Laughter) As it says, Svavitra Hostra Karar, Samstuta Parusha Parshu, Yet Karna Patayo Peta, Jatu Namagadagraja. The men who are like hogs, dogs, camels and asses, they glorify the bigger hogs, dogs, camels and asses, but they never glorify the Gadagraja, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries a club. In other words, everyone is servant, but everyone is serving, everyone is aspiring to serve, but in the material world, we're just desiring to serve examples of sense gratification, animalistic life. But Tarko Apratishta Shutiya Vivina Desavari Shiryasya Navina Dharmasya Tatvam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajano Yena Kata Sapanta. We may have different opinions and we may discuss them. There may be different scriptures with different conclusions. There may be different personalities who are said to be leaders, but ultimately if we want to find out what the real truth is, it's hidden in the heart of a self-realized soul. Therefore, one should choose the right person, namely a self-realized soul, and then one will actually make progress in spiritual life. Now, everyone has a Mahajan. For the demons, or the Rakshashas, their Mahajan is someone like Hiranyakashipu or Ravana. For those in the mode of passion, their Mahajan is someone like Bill Gates or some wealthy industrialist. And for those in the mode of goodness, maybe someone who's a philanthropist or an environmentalist. But everyone has to have a leader and follow them. As soon as we're born, then our parents become our leader. We go to school, the teacher become our leader. Some prominent sports star becomes our leader. Everyone has a leader and is learning from the leader. We don't know anything unless we learn from someone who's superior to us. As a matter of fact, if we think that there's no one superior to us, then we can't learn anything because there's no one to learn anything from. But for a pure devotee, they take one who's aspiring to become a pure devotee, they need a Mahajan, of which Prahlad Maharaj is one of them. Swayambhur, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Chapalo, Kumara, Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Sambhu, Prahlado, Janaka, Bhishmo, Vayar, Vyasakir, Vayam. We left that one in. Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Prahlado, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Vayera, Vyasakam, Vayam. So Prahlad is one of the 12 Mahajans. And he's a 12 Mahajan, not because he made a lot of money. He had no education from our modern day conception. He wasn't particularly renounced, but he was a devotee of Krishna. And he exhibited the limit that one may have to learn, be tolerant, in order to reach the perfection of Krishna consciousness, where one is undisturbed, nichalyate, in spite of the greatest difficulty, that if one is actually a pure devotee of Krishna, if one is actually conscious of Krishna, then even if one is put into the most difficult situation, one will not be disturbed. On the surface of the ocean, there is many waves and wind, but deep inside the ocean, everything is very still and calm. So similarly, if one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, living in the spiritual platform, experiencing Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes, whatever may happen to be happening externally in the material world does not disturb one, because one sees it just like a dream. In a dream, there may be so many good things happening and so many bad things happening, but one who's awake realizes that this has no real substance to it. It's just temporary manifestation of the subtle energy, the material energy. So similarly, if one is absorbed in oneself, absorbed in the Krishna self, then one will not be disturbed in spite of whatever is going on in the material world as a reaction to one's past activities. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj shows us that simply we should chant Hare Krishna. Meditating on Krishna is sufficient to reach perfection. Nothing else is required. Because Prahlad was also an expert preacher, and he converted a whole class of demons, his classmates, to become devotees. So we should also be prepared to, when we have the opportunity, to explain to others who the actual authority is, namely Krishna. All the other authorities are authorities simply because they accept the supreme authority. When they accept the supreme authority, then they become authorities. So that's all we have to do, is chant Hare Krishna and try to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And even if we're not nitya siddhas, we can become sadhana siddhas at least by following those who are actually siddhas. Prahlad Maharaj, all his activities were perfect because he, from the very beginning, had nothing to do with the material world. As Krishna has nothing to do with the material world, and therefore all his activities are just meant to serve as an example for conditioned souls. So similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, from the very beginning of his birth, even within the womb of his mother, he serves as an example for conditioned souls, how they can reach perfection also. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yad yad acharya shestas tat tat eve tirog janaha siyat pramanam kurute lokas tarun nuvartate. That whatever action a great man takes, common men follow in his footsteps, whatever example he sets by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues. And then Krishna explains how he comes and he acts in the varna and ashram system just to set the example for others. Because if he didn't act in that way, then all persons would follow his example, the whole world would be put into ruination. So even God himself comes and sets an example for us, what to speak of a pure devotee. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.